Venus entered Pisces on January 2nd, and it'll stay there until the 4th, February 4th, before moving into Aries, where it will reach 10 degrees Aries. When it reaches, get to 10 degrees Aries, it'll turn retrograde on March 1st. Venus will re-enter Pisces on March 29th and retrograde back to 24 degrees Pisces. It will finally leave Pisces on April 30th, moving forward into Aries, reaching the it will reach 11 degrees Aries, coming out of shadow on May 16th. You want to know what fascinates me about this? During this period, Venus will conjunct Saturn, Neptune, and the North Node 3 times. And it'll have a little rendezvous with Mercury. It will conjunct Saturn, Neptune, and the North Node 3 times, twice while direct, once while retrograde. And like I said, Mercury is also going to go into Aries and retrograde back, turn retrograde and go back into Pisces during the same time. What does Venus represent? Venus represents our ability to attract love, people, and material resources. It's about what we love, how we love, and our expression of love. Venus also governs our 5 senses. Yeah, when Venus goes retrograde, it could bring up themes of your relationship with money and resources. This can highlight issues or, shed light with women, artists, lovers, and even how you handle money. During the retrograde periods, we might fall in and out of love or be prompted to reevaluate our self-worth. What's truly valuable to you? This is a time when our emotional and spiritual and financial bank accounts might get checked. While Venus is in Pisces, it's in its exalted position. It's its favorite place to be. Exaltation means lifted up or put on a pedestal in a way. Everything feels heightened. Food tastes better. Music sounds more beautiful. People seem more attractive. They may even smell better. But on the flip side, Venus in Pisces, it can point to overindulgence, suffering in love, or sacrificing too much for others. But it's all with the ultimate goal of spiritual growth and deeper understanding. Saturn, what is Saturn? Saturn, on the other hand, it's about discipline, structure, boundaries, and sometimes blockages. You know, Venus will have three meetings with Saturn. Saturn in Pisces deals with issues like boundaries or lack thereof, subconscious struggles, feelings of detachment. So when Venus and Saturn meet, what could come up? Themes of love and responsibility. Are you being too cautious and inhibited when it comes to Venus topics? love? Is there lack of love and generosity in your life? Saturn asks us to reflect on whether you've been selfish or selfless and with loved ones. Are you giving or receiving compassion? Are you compassionate? What's Neptune? Neptune is completely different than Saturn, and it represents dreams and unity and creativity and sensitivity. Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces. Jupiter is the traditional ruler. Neptune in Pisces is great for artists and psychics, anyone trying to connect to the higher realms. But when Venus, the planet of love and what we love and how we love, meets Neptune, what could that speak to? Inspiration, artistic talent, mystical love. Is it time for spiritual an unconditional love, a spiritual love, or an unconditional love, or maybe even falling for the opposite? You know, they do say opposites attract. I also said Venus will meet up with the North Node. What's the North Node represents? Your soul's path, what you're here to embrace, the energy of increase. South Node would be the energy of decrease, of walking away from. But not totally walking away from, because you do need to find a balance between the both, because the South does provide gifts. So when Venus meets the North Node, what could that point to? It could signify new chapters in love or money. You know, Venus is a benefic. Venus hooking up with the North Node is encouraging us to move in a more positive direction. With Venus represents women, so a woman could play a key role in this phase, helping to guide you or influence this transition. During Venus's journey, it also will have several other important aspects. It'll square Jupiter around January 15th. 2 days later, it'll conjunct Saturn, and it gets support from the Sun and Uranus through sextiles. The Sun will be Earth to water. Uranus in Taurus. The Sun will be in Capricorn, sextiling Earth to water. It will also trine Mars. Mars is currently retrograde. Just started off in Leo. Now it's moved into Cancer. So Venus will trine Mars, water to water. And while it, like I said, Venus will dip into Aries and go up to about 10 degrees Aries, while there it will sextile Pluto. Pluto being at early degrees of Aquarius and fire the air. Actually, it'd make that sextile with Pluto, as it dips into Aries, then from the retrograde motion, and then back direct. This all will be providing powerful energies toward this Venus mission through Pisces. So could we say this is a transformative time when it comes for love, money, relationships? Providing plenty of opportunity for spiritual and emotional growth. So what will this look like for people? For Aries rising, Pisces rules your 12th house of self-undoing, confined spaces, and spirituality. Venus rules the second house of money, self-worth, and it rules your 7th house of relationships. Saturn influences your 10th house of career and your 11th house of friendships and dreams. Jupiter is retrograde in your 3rd, which highlights communication and short distance travel. Reflect on whether your relationships with groups or connections are supporting your reputation and career goals. How has your communication or lack of it impacted your current situation, especially regarding money and personal value? For Taurus rising, Pisces rules the 11th of friends, groups, and aspirations. Venus governs the 1st of yourself and the 6th house of daily routine and health. Saturn rules the 9th of beliefs and 10th of career and reputation. Jupiter resides in the second house of money and value. This could be a period that encourages you to reflect on your dreams. Have communication or self-imposed limitations held you back? This is a chance to align your values and aspirations with your practical steps to achieve them. Gemini rising. Pisces rules the 10th of career and reputation. Venus governs the 12th house of self-undoing and 5th house of creativity, children, and romance. Saturn rules the 8th house of shared assets and 9th house of higher learning. And Jupiter is sitting over here in the 1st house. Yourself. Consider whether communication issues, as in saying too much or lack of saying things, have held you back in your career or with relationships with your children or lovers. Are there creative projects or expressions you've hesitated to put out there and share? Reflecting on this stuff could help you overcome blocks and clarify paths moving forward. Cancer rising. Pisces rules the 9th house of beliefs, philosophy of life, foreign lands, higher learning. Venus governs the 11th of friends, groups, and dreams. and fourth house of home, family, and roots. Family, emotional body. Saturn rules the seventh house of relationships. And your eighth house of deep bonded relationships, deep bonds and shared assets. And Gemini, Jupiter is sitting in Gemini, the 12th house. Self-undoing, confined spaces, communication or lack thereof regarding family, deeply bonded relationships, or shared assets may need reevaluation. Miscommunication or oversharing might lead to challenges in beliefs, spirituality, or harmony in the family home. Leo rising, Pisces rules the eighth house of deep bondage and shared assets, taxes, death, sex, and other people's money. Venus rules the 10th house of career and reputation. And the third of communication, siblings, short distance travel. Saturn governs your seventh house of relationships and sixth of daily routines and health. This period could invite you to reflect on your career and communication, especially when it comes to business contracts. Have they supported or hindered you? Has it supported or hindered your reputation and relationships? Are these factors helping or creating obstacles in your climb to success? Virgo rising. Pisces resides in the seventh house of relationships, business, and business partnerships. Venus governs the second house of money, value, self-esteem, as well as the ninth house of beliefs, philosophy in life, and foreign connections. Saturn influences the sixth house of health and daily routines and fifth house of children, hobbies, and short-term romances, with Jupiter in your 10th house of career and reputation. It could be a time to examine your relationship with money, self-worth, and whether childhood beliefs or work habits are holding you back. Are you allowing fun and creativity into your life? How has your view on relationships and communication influenced your self-esteem and public image? Libra rising. Pisces governs the sixth house of daily routines and health. Venus representing you, because it's your first house in the chart ruler. Also, it rules your eighth house of shared assets and deep bonds. Saturn governs the fourth house of home, family, and roots, emotional body. The fifth house of children, short-term romances, creativity, and speculation. This period encourages reflection on whether escapism through indulgences in substances like alcohol or drugs has impacted your health or relationships, or boundaries or lack thereof has impacted that same area. Saturn's influence suggests learning boundaries, particularly with family and lovers, to create healthier connections and healthier daily routines. Scorpio rising. Pisces governs the fifth house of kids, children, creativity, short-term romances, speculation. Venus governs the seventh house of relationships and business contracts, and the 12th of self-undoing confined spaces, subconscious. Saturn oversees the third of communication, short distance travel, and the fourth of home, family, and roots, emotional body. And Jupiter sits in the eighth house of shared assets and deep bonds. This could be a period that highlights the need for balance in relationships when it comes to communication and emotional boundaries. unresolved issues and deep connections, or with business partners may stem from emotional detachment or miscommunication. Re-examining your role in these dynamics could help rebuild trust. Sagittarius rising. Pisces rules the fourth house of home, family, and roots, emotional body. Venus governs the sixth house of daily routine and health, and your sixth house of friends, dreams, and technology. Saturn rules the third of communication and your second house of money and self-worth. Jupiter in the seventh house of partnerships. You may feel called to rethink your daily routines, especially if your dreams and wishes involve starting a home business. Challenges like financial constraints or communication issues with family or business partners could require resolution. Are there patterns of avoidance or dependency in your home life that need addressing? Capricorn rising. Pisces rules the third house of communication, siblings, short distance travel. Venus rules the 10th of career and reputation and fifth house of creativity, children, short-term romances. Saturn rules the first of self and the second of money and self-worth. There may be opportunities for creative expression or public ventures involving children or personal projects. Doubts about financial stability or fear of public failure could be hindering progress. Jupiter's influence suggests revisiting your daily routines and communication strategies to facilitate growth. Aquarius rising. Pisces rules the second house of money, values, and self-worth. Venus governs your fourth house of home and family and your ninth of beliefs and philosophy. Saturn rules your first, which is yourself, and the 12th of karma and self-undoing. You might feel the impact of unbalanced relationships with family or loved ones, especially if old beliefs have limited your ability to form meaningful connections. Reflect on how your values and self-worth influence your relationships and whether your emotional detachment has created barriers in intimacy. And last but not least, Pisces rising. Pisces rules the first house of self and identity. Venus governs the third house of communication and your eighth house of shared assets and deep bonds. Saturn influences the 12th house of self-undoing, confined spaces, and 11th house of dreams, wishes, friends, and technology. Jupiter sits in the 4th house of home, family, and roots. This period might involve beautifying or enhancing a project related to shared assets, home business, or communication. Are you navigating challenges involving relationships, inheritance, or emotional detachment? Revisiting communication patterns and how they impact your closest bonds will be the key. Again, Venus will be traveling through in its exalted position in Pisces. We all, people look forward to a planet being in its exalted position. But when it interacts with all these other planets, plus the positives and shadow side of a planet being its exaltation, this Venus journey through Pisces, retrograding, getting to Aries, retrograding back to Pisces, and finally getting out of it. When it comes to topics of Venus, which is love, money, value, self-worth, how you view relationships. Do you value relationships? That's all being put on the table to be looked at. How you handle that is up to you. You know how I end this? Know thyself, balance your energy. Oh, this is Paul Heath, What I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.